There couldn't be a better training for writing farce than maths. According to Mark Canton, who ought to know, the Trinity Maths graduates first play with Rough Magic Theatre Company, Jazzabel, which this week returns for an Irish and international tour, lets a statistician loose on the possible outcomes of a threesome to farcical effect. I spoke to the writer about farce, maths, and the painstaking pursuit of laughter.
I will try and get the script as good as I possibly can before going to rehearsals. I want, you know, to have all the material there. But then, you know, there's totally give and take. You know, if something's not working, then it should be changed. And there have been a couple of lines where the actors were like, I don't know about this, or I don't really see this, or some angles, which, you know, it's impossible to see every single angle on something. And sometimes I can hear a line entirely in my head, it works this way. And then people say, is that what you mean by that? I'm like, oh, no, that's not it at all. So, okay, we've got to change that.
I can't believe this, Gringo. How could you not tell me this is what you do for a living?
In a way, Jezebel's destiny was sealed from birth.
It's classic self-denying prophecy.
Well, yes, okay, yes, you said it, but you didn't. You should have been more clear. I thought you meant art dealer. We were standing in a gallery.
You might call Jezebel a rom-com, but it is kind of an unrespectable rom-com, I think.
Yeah, I guess I am kind of sometimes drawn towards slightly what could seem like rom-com ideas, but then I think if you saw them, you're like, well, this is not the rom-com of, you know, the chick flick. I like to emphasize the comedy more than the romance and come at it. So maybe it's a com-rom or something like that.
I don't know. I just thought you were offering me some kind of mint. I can't keep up with all the names you people have for these things.
In case you don't know, Jezebel is another word for an easy woman.
Yes, okay, yes. Now I know brain banger isn't a type of mint. I have it written down.
Part of what this show is about is about this couple who are finding that their sex life isn't so great. So they go on this journey of sexual exploration, which leads them to having a threesome. And then it's kind of about the complications and the fallout of that. I took the simple idea of a couple get together and then said, okay, well, how can you change that? How can you make that more different? And how can you put a spin on that to make it more complicated? Because I think complication is comedy.
See other people. What other people? You're in prison. Wait a second. You're breaking up with me. You're breaking up with me from prison. Yeah, well, 3 weeks may not seem like a significant relationship to you, but guess what? It was to me.
Comedy is about illogic, so to have a good sense of logic, for me, is quite a big advantage.
In this play in particular, you actually use the narrator to make kind of statistical and mathematical analysis of whether or not the plot is logical.
I do, yes. And one of the characters is a statistician. I just thought it's good fun to have something vaguely, tangentially, you know, not that I'm the same character as Alan in the show, but to have something from myself that I can draw on. And so I've done an amount of statistics in college. So I thought, oh, this can be fun to play with, which I haven't seen anyone really play with before, because quite a few people in comedy did not choose maths as their favorite subject. So, but it's all very, I think, I hope that it's all very accessible to those who don't have a degree in mathematics. I tend to write things that are less about Ireland, or, you know, it's definitely set in Ireland and the dialogue is all Irish, but these people could actually kind of be anywhere, the situation that they're in. It's not particularly Irish. It's not particularly like, well, this is a Dublin story. It's a universal story that I think we've all been there. You know, you had a threesome and it got complicated.
Are you interested in farce in general? Because when I was reading it, I was thinking Michael Frayn, and that would be somewhere behind it.
I am interested in farce. I think it's possibly kind of gone out of fashion a little bit, in favor of maybe surreal things, or I don't know what. So I'm kind of interested in modernizing, like slightly modern farces, which are less about, you know, oh, isn't this embarrassing in front of the vicar or whoever. Setting it in a modern context, that which the social norms that we actually live with today. You know, with other forms of comedy, you're going from joke to joke, but farce, Like, if you can set up the plot, so the plot is getting funnier and funnier and more impossible for these people to deal with, I think you're kind of, it's a good fallback. Even if a joke fails, you're still like, this situation is getting more and more hilarious. So that's one, another reason that I really love farce. It's something that as well that kind of, in my head, I justify it, you know, to my parents and the money that they spent on my degree in mathematics, that the kind of maths comes into it, and that to really kind of turn up the complications and to really come at it from every angle, and how far can I push this farce? How complicated can it get?
I was talking there to Mark Canton, and the Jezebel tour opened last night at the Civic Theatre in Tallaght and moves the length and breadth of the land over the next few weeks before heading on for March dates in Paris and Glasgow. Check out roughmagic.ie for the full schedule. And as ever, if you'd like to follow Culturefile on Twitter, @CulturefilePod is the name you'd need to know for between episodes content and to know when a new Culturefile podcast has hatched.